With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Stay tuned. Deliverance is next. Parental discretion is advised. Live worldwide. Deliverance with your host, Jay Bartlett. For the next half hour, Jay will be exploring the unknown, the strange, the supernatural. Ready or not, you're about to experience deliverance.
A mission journey to set the captives free. I had found myself only 30 minutes perhaps down the road before running into the mist of a very intense hailstorm with marble-sized hail battering my car. I must have passed by a couple dozen cars at least who decided to wait the vicious storm out. The extremely poor visibility was such that I literally had to slow down to a snail's pace. This was but a minor hindrance, but the fact was it was another personal satanic battle I had to fight through to get to the place where the ministry would take place. This enemy that I fight with is quite determined, my friends, to hinder me. And for 27 plus years, I've had to fight this enemy. Death threats, actual assassination attempts, strange phone calls in the middle of the night, travel hardships. I could go on and on and on. I hope you get the picture. I have to guard myself, my family, against the enemies of the gospel. But we have received hundreds and hundreds of death threats over the years from those who seek to hinder, to destroy. But I'm happy to report, in fact, I'm joyful to report, that though the enemy seeks to hinder, though the enemy seeks to attack, Jesus still wins. When I finally got to that location, after battling through that travel hardship, we ministered to a family who was terribly terrorized by demonic forces. A sadistic witchcraft group known as the Sons of Satan had been targeting this family for some time now with spiritual attacks. And it's been extremely difficult for them to sustain the demonic assaults. These disciples, like so many believers in our day, do not have the support of a church. By God's grace, we were brought together and we were able to help this family overcome these horrible, horrible attacks. The Sons of Satan, some years back, had viciously, my friends, viciously assaulted the son by breaking into his apartment while he was attending graduate school. And as a result of this assault, a number of evil spirits within him were transferred into his very body and soul. He had been targeted but for some time by this cult with the hopes that as a result of the intimidation, as a result of the assault, that he would simply surrender to their desires and join them in their criminal activity. He refused to bend to their evil desires. He took a stand. He paid the penalty. But in the final say of things, as a disciple of Jesus Christ, he wins. For many hours, I encountered and drove out many demonic spirits of fornication, lust, fantasy lust, witchcraft, blasphemy, Santeria, infirmity, mind control, fear, doubt, lying, pornography, sexual perversions, spirits of Satan, masturbation, other kinds of demonic spirits. And I might add, we encountered and expelled animal spirits, numerous animal spirits, such as spirits of chickens, rats, pigs, lizards, lions, donkeys, and a goat spirit. All of these satanic forces were driven out in the authority and in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There was one, though, particular spirit that gave me a very difficult time. It was a spirit that referred to itself by a family name. This family had placed a demonic curse upon this young man's life that we were ministering to some years ago as a result of a stand for Christ. And this family's ancestors who practiced sorcery had targeted him as he refused the sexual advances of one of their daughters because he wanted to stay pure for Christ. So in retaliation, the family sends spells and curses in an attempt to harm him, to teach him a lesson, and that's perhaps what they're thinking, to teach him a lesson, to not mess with the family. Yes, this young man had already opened some doors to evil spirits within his life. So obviously, he becomes a prey. He's easy to demonize. However, God is at work. We led him in prayers of renunciation, and God answered the prayers. By God's wonderful, wonderful grace and mercy, this young man was able to fight these forces with his family presence. And again, hundreds of thousands, my friends, of these spirits were commanded to leave his body in the name of Jesus Christ. They departed and went to the pit. I might add, very noteworthy, obviously, he was also healed miraculously of various afflictions and from a broken heart. How is this possible? How is this possible? How could this occur? The battling of these many evil spirits. It's because of the cross. How is one able to break these curses and spells and break the power of these evil spirits? It's because of the cross. It's because of the cross. What cross? The cross of Jesus Christ. And that's my focus on this broadcast, on this presentation today. The cross of Jesus Christ over evil spirits and curses on tonight's edition of Deliverance. I'm Jay Bartlett, and I'll be here for the next half hour exploring the unknown, the strange, and the supernatural. Ready or not, you're about to experience deliverance.
Hey, what's up? This is Michael Tate with a common sense perspective on why the world hates Jesus freaks. When Christians are tortured and killed for their faith, we shouldn't be surprised. In John chapter 15, Jesus told us, "A servant is not greater than the master. Since they persecuted me, naturally they will persecute you. And if they had listened to me, they would listen to you. The people of the world will hate you because you belong to me, for they don't know God who sent me." You see, anyone who doesn't know God is just doing what comes naturally, looking out for themselves. Our job then as believers is to do just the opposite. Love our enemies and pray their eyes be opened.
How do you respond to the Voice of the Martyrs? For more on the Voice of the Martyrs, go online to persecution.com.
Have you ever considered that much of the New Testament was written by persecuted Christians, to persecuted Christians? Paul wrote from jail to encourage the church at Ephesus. Peter wrote to Christians driven from Jerusalem and scattered across Asia Minor. What should the response be from Christians in the West today who can barely imagine suffering for our faith? We should study the lives of martyrs throughout history and around the world today. We should pray in brokenness for our pride and in gratitude for our freedom. And we should read the New Testament with fresh eyes and a humble spirit. To learn how you can pray for Christians facing persecution in restricted nations, call 875-VOICE. Dial 875-VOICE to pray for and encourage members of our spiritual family. That's 875-VOICE. The Voice of the Martyrs is a Christian nonprofit organization.
I'm Jay Bartlett, and we're discussing the cross of Jesus Christ over evil spirits and curses. Now, before getting back to this very important subject, I would like to offer you, my friends, those who are interested and are captivated by these radio presentations, these global radio broadcasts that literally reach every continent of the world. I would like to offer you the opportunity to get a hold of rather new publications. Now, there's a total of 15 booklets that I believe will inspire you, will encourage you, will equip you in spiritual warfare and being effective in spiritual warfare. We need to be effective in spiritual warfare, for we are in war. And the body of Christ, and in particular the visible church, which I might say the institutional church, if you will, has largely ignored this topic of deliverance, spiritual warfare, of inner healing. In fact, that they have ignored it to the disservice of millions of disciples who need the ministry of inner healing and deliverance. For many in the institutional church, in the body of Christ in general, are demonized, have evil spirits, are in bondage. They need to be set free. We have the information through God's holy word, through the power of Jesus Christ, through the power of the cross. This information needs to be disseminated. It needs to be distributed. It needs to be spoken loud and clear, with clarity, with courage. And I hope to do that. These booklets, I would encourage you to get a hold of these today. You could simply email me at j@jbartlett.org. That's j@jbartlett.org. You're not going to find these kinds of booklets anywhere in the entire world. And I truly believe these booklets will be an encouragement to you. j@jbartlett.org, or simply call toll free 877-483-5519. That's 877-483-5519 to get a hold of these booklets. Now, you may be saying, what are these booklets? What are these publications referring to? Allow me to explain what I have. The first one in my hands is titled Casting Out Demons, where I literally and systematically go through the mechanics, providing a sound biblical approach on how to actually cast out evil spirits. Another publication I have in my hands is titled Public Exorcisms, where I make the case for conducting exorcisms in public life. Another fascinating publication I have in my hands is Overcoming Torment Through the Holy Precious Blood of Jesus. I reveal, or I share, a real-life story that reveals the power of the cross. Another publication titled Devil May Be Doing, it answers the question, do demons and devils actually compel people to do evil things? I believe they do. I answered the question in this publication. Another one, rite of exorcism. The whole topic of exorcism is fascinating. It's captivating. It's compelling. I actually go into some detail describing the need for us to perform exorcisms and what is exorcism truly about. Get a hold of this publication. Another one, curses and spells. Are you being targeted? Just as this young man I ministered recently was a target of curses and spells, you probably, perhaps, are also. Did you know there's one occult curse referred to as the curse weapon that allows one to call upon the forces of evil to cause one to mishandle a weapon, potentially killing the weapon holder? This curse is sent out, which is the demon power that is actually sent out and carries out the mission. You need to be aware of these curses and spells that are being sent by witches and those involved in witchcraft and sorcery. This publication helps you dismantle these curses and spells in the authority of Jesus Christ. Another publication, The Reality of Multiple Personality Disorders and Dissociation. Fascinating publication. Unravels the mystery of dissociation. Another publication, Encountering Animal Demons and Soul Parts. Now, there's much to be said about that very subject. But as I mentioned earlier in this broadcast, when I was dealing with this young man in this exorcism, we literally expelled and encountered animal spirits named chicken, rat, pig, lizard, lion, donkey, and a goat spirit. Not only do we deal with animalistic spirits, we also deal with animal soul parts. You need to be aware of these spiritual realities. This publication covers that information, Encountering Animal Demons and Soul Parts. I also have in my hands Slaying Dragons, a booklet on how to conduct self-deliverance on one's life, family, home, and property. Here's a fascinating publication I have in my hands. The Blessed Virgin Mary, Overcoming the Wicked Witch Jezebel. That wicked witch Jezebel, who follows and who says yes to Satan. I encourage women to follow the example of the Blessed Virgin Mary, not the wicked witch Jezebel. I talk about the two, their characteristics, how both of them are totally different. One follows Jesus, Mary, obviously, who says yes to Jesus in her fiat in Luke chapter 1. And then we see that wicked witch Jezebel who says yes to Satan in 1 Kings 21, 25. Fascinating publication on the reality of Jezebel. Also in my hands, Doorways to Evil Spirits, a spiritual investigation to the doorways that lead to demons. Another fascinating one, Lizard, Rabbit's Tail, Fetus, and Cursed Objects, where I actually describe or explain in detail how to extract satanic objects from human bodies. And I actually share how we removed a lizard, pieces of a lizard, pieces of a rabbit's tail, a fetus, and other cursed objects. Supernatural power, knowing Jesus, Holy Spirit gifts, and sacramental signs. Now, this publication delves into understanding the mysteries of the gospel, the gifts, and of the sacraments. We also have a publication on the subject of Mormonism, Demons and Mormonism, investigating the true spiritual nature of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And then finally, in this set of publications is a popular booklet on Escaping the Illuminati. I share how there is a means to escape the Illuminati. It's through the power of Jesus Christ. Now, all these publications, this entire set, can be yours today. Simply email me at j@jbartlett.org, jay@jbartlett.org, or simply call me and it's a toll-free number, 877-483-5519. That's 877-483-5519. Feel free to leave your mailing address. Be very clear. And we will send these publications to you. Now, our suggested donation for this entire set is only $100. And with your gift of $100, you will receive these 10, or I should say 15, publications. $100. Get your set today. Email me at jay@jaybartlett.org. jay@jaybartlett.org. Now, I have much more I want to discuss as we discuss and look at the cross of Jesus Christ overcoming the powers of spells and curses and demons on tonight's edition of Deliverance. I'll be right back after this brief intermission.
Hey, what's up? This is Toby Mack with a portion of Scripture taken to heart by every real-life Jesus freak. It's in 1 Peter chapter 4. Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when His glory is revealed. You see, Peter saw suffering for his faith as a privilege. After his final arrest and sentencing, Peter announced he was not worthy to be crucified in the same position as his Savior, and requested to die on the cross upside down. How about you? What will be your final request?
How do you respond to the voice of the martyrs? Go online to persecution.com.
In Azerbaijan, being a Christian and a bold witness for Christ can be costly. Forum 18 News reported that on October 31st, police raided a Christian festival and detained four believers in the town of Kusar, Azerbaijan.
80 members of a Baptist church were gathered at a believer's home for a celebration thanking God for the harvest. When police arrived, they turned off the gas and electricity in order to prevent the believers from preparing their meal. Police also photographed and videotaped the service and recorded the names of those present. Despite the government crackdown, believers in Azerbaijan remained faithful to Christ.
To learn how you can pray for and help persecuted Christians, subscribe to the Voice of the Martyrs free monthly newsletter. Call 875-VOICE. That's 875-VOICE. Support persecuted believers by calling 875-VOICE. The Voice of the Martyrs is a Christian nonprofit organization.
Not too long ago in Guatemala City, Guatemala, God was pleased to work miraculous wonders in our midst. As the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ went forward. And I remember one troubled man we ministered to on the streets as we conducted many, many street missions. This man was extremely troubled. Perhaps in his 30s, he approached our pastor, one of our pastors down there in Guatemala, and myself as we were ministering in one of our street meetings. It seemed like the demons were just hovering around him. And you could easily tell. It was very clear he was terribly demonized and tormented. So even before praying over him, he fell to his knees in spiritual desperation. Even before praying for him, he fell to his knees, and evil spirits began to surface within him. And before many hundreds of people on the streets, we commanded the demons to leave his body in Jesus' name. They even caused him to go into somewhat minor convulsions and were choking him. However, God's grace was extended to him, and he was liberated from these dark forces that were trying to kill him. And he surrendered on top of that. Not only was he delivered of evil spirits, he surrendered to the Lord Jesus Christ. I have never felt the presence of God like this before, he shared with us. I really feel good. It was thrilling. Thrilling to see a precious soul so touched by the power of the gospel. Now, what is the gospel? It is centered on the cross of Jesus Christ, the blood of the Jesus Christ, the blood of the Lord Jesus, his sacrificial atonement, his burial, his resurrection, his ascension, and his second coming, the gospel. And the gospel is solely centered on the cross of Jesus Christ. That is the power that was emanating from us that caused this man to fall to his knees in spiritual desperation, where evil spirits began to surface, where they came out. And because of the fruit of the deliverance, he's now was very open to the gospel. And he surrendered to Jesus Christ. And he exclaimed that he had never felt the presence of God like he did. Why? It's because of the cross. The cross makes it available. It was thrilling. Thrilling to see the power of the cross emanating in our meetings. You know, the scripture says in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14, this is the power of the cross. Now, we know when it comes to the power of the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom, the dominion of darkness, there's many spiritual realities and elements. I don't have the time in this presentation to discuss the various elements and the dynamics that are involved. However, there's curses, there's spells, there's demons. There's all kinds of forms of spiritual attacks. But I'm here to tell you, all these things that are wrapped together in the kingdom of darkness is in submission to the Lord Jesus Christ. For Hebrews 1:14, and this is what I want to focus on in this presentation. It's real simple. Be encouraged. Be of good cheer. Jesus wins. How do I know this? Hebrews 1:14, among many other places in Scripture. But the Holy Scripture, the sacred Scripture, states this very clearly in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14. Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself, Jesus Christ, likewise shared in the same. Jesus is God in the flesh. He came in the flesh. He bore our sins. He bore our infirmities, our sorrows, our griefs. And what happened? We see in Hebrews chapter 1:14 what happens. He himself likewise shared in the same. That through death. Now, how did Jesus die? Well, we see in the Gospels. He died by being crucified. He was crucified on what? On a cross. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to those who are being saved, it is the power of God. It is the power of the cross. That through death, Jesus might destroy. Ah, that word, destroy. That's a key word. Never forget that word. And that's what I want you to focus on, even now. Jesus destroying him who had the power of death. That is the devil. You want those curses, those spells, you want those demons destroyed in your life? Right now, call upon the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to simply say, Lord Jesus, save me. I repent of my sins. And I declare Jesus Christ is Lord over all. And in the authority of Jesus Christ, I, as a servant of the living God, command those spirits to come out of you now in Jesus' name. Power of the cross. You hide in that power. You hide in that blood. There is power in that blood. Email me, jay@jaybartlett.org, jay@jaybartlett.org, and let us know how we can help you. For we are here to serve you. Make sure you get a hold of these booklets, these publications, these 15. You can simply email me at jay@jaybartlett.org. I bless you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.